Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Welcome, people.
At the
we are the All Natural Corner. 12,000 rooms. We cater to all natural body treatments, body products, skin care at the All Natural Corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the All Natural Corner. Sea moss, bladder rack. We got soursop, moringa. Everything that makes your body. Jersey 08046-267-670-9457. We got all natural products. We love the community. At the All Natural Corner. You can get it all.
At the All Natural Corner.
All you can come and get. At the All Natural Corner.
At the All Natural Corner.
Tell them what you think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the All Natural Corner. I can't say anything else.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Hair radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
back to the law. He's gonna make it happen. Make it happen.
The Natural Hair Care and Maintenance Training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines. Now, my very special guest today is Linda C. You guys know her. She helps to co-host this amazing new segment on our broadcast called Hairpreneur, which is all about, well, from the ground up, on starting your business. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the amazing Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, hairpreneurs. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Doing just great. Now, I am excited because this is our third outing in terms of our episodes. Yes, yeah, so it's like a show within a show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let's start at the beginning, Linda C. Remind everybody what Hairpreneur is all about and where are you?
Right now I'm out of West Orange, New Jersey, and Hairpreneur is all about helping others, get their business from the ground up, like Carrie mentioned, about helping men and women out here who wants to come and, you know, do their hair business, whether it's a brick and mortar store, whether it's online business. And so we're here to give advice and to kind of share stories on how to help our hairpreneur listeners. And even if you're not in the hair industry, you can apply all these tips that Carrie and at times I may give you to share with my stories that can help you build your business. So that's why I'm here. And I've actually on the brinks of starting my luxury hair extension with right now, and it's building, and Carrie's been helping me and giving pointers. So that's how we started. He's the brainchild of Hairpreneur, and we're talking and said, you know what? We should start a segment where we can give advice because he's the one and only hair radio show that is like this. And there are radio shows out there, but not like this one. So not at all. So I'm very grateful to be here and to be invited to be part of this this wonderful journey, and hopefully to be a regular with you guys to kind of chat, and you guys can call in at times to talk about, you know, your adventures and starting the business, and even the businesses that are striving. What are you doing? What can you assist with the ones that are struggling and trying to get their business up and running?
Absolutely, and we definitely will get into the subject of the day, as you mentioned. But I mean, I love the conversation we were just having before we got on the air today, and talking about these businesses that have persevered and made it through the pandemic. But it was a very big struggle, and folks were having a difficult time. So, you know, you guys out there, you need this. This is what you need. This will fortify your spirit and keep you moving, right, in the right direction. Yes. So real happy. And, again, Welcome to the third installment, our third episode of Hairpreneur from the Ground Up. I'm Carrie Hines with Linda C. from Northern New Jersey. So, yes, we got to work in the Northern New Jersey.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Now, yeah, that's okay. We want the folks of the very much are. And it's probably a good time to do a roll call. We want to shout out to all of our amazing listeners. We've got great folks out there. We talk to just about every week. Even on Wednesdays, you guys know we have Smooth Black on, who joins us at about 8:30 to talk about his hair, wonderful Smooth Black Inc., which is his hair business, and we have so many others out there. And on Fridays, we've got a couple of folks who come on Fridays at 8, and they do a whole live thing with spirituality and some other things tossed in with entrepreneurial things as well. But right now, it's time for Linda C. So, Linda C., starting off, when you are, and this is a good point to find out where you know, what went into your thinking as well on, you know, what type of business? Or did it ever cross your mind, like you guys out there, when you are about to start a business? And for me, one of the first things that kind of went through my mind was, what type of business do I want to be? What type of business do I want to reflect to the general public out there? So that was my question to you. Do you have, do you remember having that kind of thinking about that decision, or are you still thinking about it? Or because even if you think about it, you know, or thought about it or decided, you can always change your mind. So that's the beauty of all this. But did that ever kind of weigh on you at all?
I mean, I've always wanted to, I love hair. So I've always, like I said, on the first segment we had, I talked about I started wearing hair since I was 13, which is absolutely true. And I grew to love it. It's part of my life. And why I spend so much money buying the hair and doing all this stuff. Why not go into the industry? I have a love for it. You know, and I've always been, even when I go out, I see a woman with beautiful hair, or I even saw a couple guys that had beautiful extensions, and I went up to him. I said, oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. And he told me he makes his own wigs. And so, I mean, and he always had a passion for it. So, I mean, it's a passion. And I think 90% of people, and it's not so much, you could think about the lawyers, the doctors, you know, people who have their own stores. They have a love for it. You know, you just don't go into business without just saying, well, okay, I'm just going to, you know, open like a store. But what kind of store? Why are you opening the store? What's your story? So everyone, I believe, in part, has a story to why they're doing things. Like I have a friend who's in fitness. And when we were kids, he grew up, he was heavy, but when he started eating healthy and exercising and he saw he developed a love for it, I mean, he went into having his own business, you know, as a personal trainer, owning a gym, and he's very profitable. But he loves, when you talk to him, you can see the passion that he loves his job. He wakes up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And you would think, you know, people would say, oh my gosh, waking up so early and this and that. But he says, I love it. It's what I do. I love changing people's lives. So we could say the same thing for the people who go into the medical field, the doctors, the lawyers, and you know, they do this.
And the same thing for Carrie Hines.
I wake
at 4 Carrie o'clock
Hines,
as well.
Yes. And you
so
have
put
a
the Hair Radio Morning
life.
Show on. That's
exactly.
Oh,
so when you
kind.
Have that passion, you are driven to do whatever it takes, because not only are you changing somebody's life, you're your own boss. And being your own boss is the hardest, because you don't know when to stop, you know. And I think a lot of times that because we have such a love for it, and yes, it can be, you know, it is stressful. I can't say it can be stressful. It is stressful. But at the end of the day, we plant those seeds and we see our flowers flourish. You know, and whether using, and we were talking about earlier about different outlets of how people are using the pandemic to flourish their business. And I don't want to take that with me. I'll let you know, do your thing. But I think this is it. I mean, people go into businesses and because they love what they're doing. It's a passion, you know.
Exactly. And that's really, and I love that. And even for myself, when you'll find this in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, but when I sat down to figure out what type of business I wanted Hair Radio to be, and this is on every level. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to figure out what kind of business you want to create and set up for yourself, and also what type of entity you want it to be, because that's a very important aspect of business.
Course.
Now, I think this will be helpful, when I sat down, because folks always ask me, like, I'll hear this from time to time. Are you tired? Are you, you know, you got so much to do. You do so much. How do you do all these things? it's almost like a complaint. because folks can't really understand somebody else's passion per se. But the thing is, I always remind folks, when I sat down to create Hair Radio, and I created Hair Radio in 95, but when I came back 8 years ago and I put all this on Facebook, I just reminded everybody it's my 8-year anniversary this past May since I left my job, so to speak. I was still working and doing everything. Oh, yeah, I shared it with we have amazing fans everywhere who went on Facebook. And they put such kind words. Thank you. This past May, it made 8 years since I punched someone else's time clock. And, and what I remembered doing was sitting down when I was still at the job, which I still live one block over from my last job. Literally, I still see the folks here. And I'm glad of that because it's a reminder of how far I've come. But back to that, I sat down and I figured out, well, what do I want to do with this business? What do I want to create? What do I want to be the takeaway for a customer? What do I want the customer to look like? Who do I want the customer to be? So all that went in, even the legalities, what type of business? Do I want to be brick and mortar? Do I just want to be online? Do I want to be registered this? Do I want to work from home? Do I want to open up office space? Blah, 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 blah. All these are wonderful things that I had to write down and think about. And the very first thing that I remember coming to a decision about is what the business should reflect who I am and what interests me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first thing. I didn't sit and think, well, what do I need to do to just make money? And what's really bizarre is that I didn't leave my job to start working for myself. I know that sounds strange, but it is very much the truth. I left the job because I was overworked from working for someone else. I was really tired. They paid me well, but I was really tired. You know, I had files as high as your head. Now, right now, my files are higher than my head. But it's a very different story when the files are yours versus the files
of
somebody else's job.
Because you can manage those files.
Exactly. So it's a very big difference. And I sat down and I decided, I said, you know what? I want the business to reflect what I am and what I'd like to do. And so I said, oh, we're great with public relations and marketing. I said, let's make sure that I do public relations and marketing.
Yeah.
I said, I love to write. Let's incorporate my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to broadcast. Let's incorporate broadcasting. I love the hair and beauty people. Let's make sure that they are front and center with everything that I do. And as if that's not enough, I get to go out and do live shows and other things, but I wanted my business to reflect everything that I love to do and enjoy doing. So love to do and enjoy doing. So that was very important. And that's what I did. That was the first thing. The next thing, which would make sense for folks, it's not enough to just jot down what you'd like to do and even to think about it. You also have to then figure out ways to monetize it. So I had to come up with different ways that, of those things that I love to do, what do you have to do to monetize those things so that you could create a living for yourself? And that was important because I didn't want to have you might as well have a job if you are compelled to do things that you don't want to do in order to make a living. And yes. I never thought that I was put here to be, a worker for somebody else's business, because I thought of myself, well, gee, you know, you're going to work until you're like 65, 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad because, you know, what are you going to be able to do at that age? You
exactly.
know, and there are a lot. Yeah. Listen, I better shout out to the folks who are doing great things. That's not old. But wouldn't it have been nicer if you could have enjoyed yourself a little bit more along the way instead of giving your best years to an employer? That's all I'm saying. Let's see, what do you say about that?
I mean, I think also it's I'm going to make two comments. I think also that, you know, in other countries, people retire at such an early age versus the United States. We wait to 65. And it's like by the time you retire, you really don't know who you are at some point because you spent your whole life working, right? And so even if you wanted to do something, it's like, okay, what do I do with myself now? I know a lot of my clients, they've gone back to work because they don't know what to do with themselves. You know, and some of them have actually passed away after working so hard, and they don't even get a chance to enjoy their all their savings, all their hard work, all their pension that they've been putting away to enjoy. So
and
I don't
why,
know if it was
why
you,
can't we figure that out? Yes.
And we can figure that out now. I think it's just the lack of education that we have where I feel like there's not enough material out there, outreach programs to help these young entrepreneurs or even the entrepreneurs that start later in life. And then there's fear also, and then there's lack of funding, you know. And, yes, it's great that you start your business, but you have to think about – the people who started their business many years ago or many decades ago had, and this is my opinion, had had a little bit more help than the people that are starting, that started 10 years ago and versus the people that are starting after the pandemic. I feel like it's people that have been laid off or people that have been, I mean, we've all been through COVID, which was a terrible, terrible thing, and we're still going through it. But I feel like, yes, the people that businesses are struggling, I feel like they made it so hard for them to get the funding. And then when they got it, you have to jump through hoops to you know, show the proof. And then there's people out there, not to be negative, that don't have the true business, and then they get funding. So the people are trying to be honest, and I'm not turning this in a negative way, but because I'm in the financial industry, it affects you also as an entrepreneur, Carrie, myself, who is striving to become somewhat leveled entrepreneur. And when I say leveled, meaning that I've established my business and now I've opened my online or my brick and mortar, and now I'm producing products and I'm changing lives and then reaping the benefits. But it's not as easy because the funding out there for people that are starting out after the pandemic is zero. And even if you try to get it, they tell you, oh, you would have had to register your business by this time. But who's thinking about that during a pandemic? There's so many businesses that became, that developed after the pandemic because people lost their jobs and they saw an opportunity to come out and take that leap of faith, you know? But they've taken that leap of faith, but now who's helping them? Okay, where's their help? You know, you've helped the businesses that are struggling. And I feel so bad because there's so many people who's been in business for 30, 40 years. I've spoken to so many of my clients that I've actually gone to their businesses and visited. And they're in tears because they have to shut down because the money that they're giving them cannot even sustain the business, right? because the lease is so expensive, or they can't pay their employees. But then you have those businesses also, so it's a double-edged sword. You have those businesses that people have been laid off, but now they've had the opportunity. You just talked about it. They've realized that I don't want to be 65 and then now trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. I want to take that leap and always show if I wanted to do like some type of embroidery store or whatever store, a business that I love and I want to produce it. And they've gone out. They've cashed out their 401k, or they borrowed money from friends, or they refi their house, or whatever they have to do to make it. But now that they have it, who's helping them? Myself and the same boat. You know?
Really? Tell me more.
You know, so that's what it is. It's like, it's frustrating because at times it can be, yes, you're providing a wonderful service, because every time I talk to you, if I have an issue, I always turn around and look at your successes. And I'm not saying
Thank
it because
you.
I know you. I'm saying it because you
Thank
talked
you.
About your struggles. You talked about how you walked away from a great job, but because your mental
yeah.
health, and this is not your love, this is not what you want to do, had pushed you
right.
along to start something. And obviously, yes, it was risky. Yes, you were scared. And there's a lot of people that need to hear that, to say that it's okay, you know, and at the same
That's true, Linda C. When I left, I'll tell you, though, the thinking that I have, the only difference that I believe of what I possess that I think others should really take a closer look at is that I look at the real big picture.
Yes.
Not just the short term, but the long
mm-hmm.
term.
Exactly.
And I realized that the long term was more important to me. See, most other folks look at just the short term. Oh, I have to pay the rent in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta get this. I gotta do that. So I gotta make sure I have this money, and I gotta go to work in order to get the money, and I gotta do this and do that. So I'm stuck. So, but the way I looked at life, I said, you know, I don't look at it as a destination so much.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I think more so, what do I need to do to be happy each day? That was number one.
Yes.
And so that goes back to that figuring out what kind of business I wanted to be. What did I want to do, and how was I going to do it, and all that each day. Was my that was my thing. If I could get through the day, setting myself up for success for that day, and I'll tell you, just on a very basic level, very intrinsic level, we're talking about food and
mm-hmm.
some roof over my head, literally.
<Of course. laughs>
If I could get through those things, then it was a successful day.
Yes.
And that became my bar.
Yeah.
Not my drinking bar, okay? I didn't go to a bar or drink. I would never have amounted to anything. But that became the bar that I set, which is a very low bar, because those are things on the hierarchy of needs. You have to eat. You have to, you know, make sure those things are in place and have proper shelter. So once I had those things covered, I said, well, you know, the rest is kind of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I looked at it. And I, as I write in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, my book that's out there on Amazon and everywhere else, I had to realize, I said, okay, well, you know, I had to make some adjustments, which I talk about.
Yes.
Because if you are going to embark upon an entrepreneurial career, something that you spoke of very highly, and we're going to do a whole episode about funding and raising monies for your business goals. So we'll talk about that in upcoming episodes of Hairpreneur with Linda C.
Mm-hmm.
and Kara Hines. So that's going to come up very soon. But in looking at all of that, like you mentioned as well with the 401k, which was one of the things that I used to leap forward. But for you guys out there, you know, this is very, very important. All of these little tips will be able to help you on your way. So I just want to say, Linda C., but for me, it was deciding how I was going to you know, finance the business, but also that I had to do this and I had to pick out some things that I wanted to do. And I, like I said, for me, I think I set the bar again so low that my thinking was a little different than others who just think, oh, I'm going to, you know, we'll make so much money and I can do this and do that. They become very money focused. And I think that, I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. Perhaps it works for some. It just wasn't the route that I wanted to take. My deciding was that I wanted to be happy each day. And it's about the quality of life, right? The quality of your life.
Absolutely. And that's where I, like I was saying to my husband, and he says, you know, I have to say, like, I'm a people person, and I love to talk to people face-to-face. I love to hear their experiences, and I love to, you know, being in the financial industry is not about making money or getting these loans. It's about changing, somebody's life. Like, I would always say to my boss, like, I'm not going to sell a 91-year-old person a loan or a credit card or whatever it is or some type of product just because to make that sale. What value am I getting out of it? And what value is that person going to get out of it? You know? So that's where I said to myself, well, I want to do something. And I know some people may say that, oh, well, hair extension doesn't do that. But I look at the bigger picture. I just don't want to sell hair extensions. I want to grow it to where it's something out of the park. You know, is that the right thing?
Well, so, you said you want to grow it to what?
To like something huge, to have to grow it like a different market. And I said, well, just don't want to just base it online. I want to go into a store and see face-to-face the people, talk to these men and women and how I'm changing their life and provide them with a whole other service. That is what drives me every day. I look at the end that, okay, well, not only am I going to set example, I'm going to leave a legacy. You know, and I'm going to have, like you said, that it's about having mental health and being healthy mentally and the quality of life, you know. So, and that's what drives me every day, because every day I don't wake up bubbly or happy at that sense, because you know, sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but you gotta make it right before you step out the door, you know. So, you know, I put my
business woman
hat on.
And if you start working
on,
for yourself, often
exactly.
you don't even have to step outside your door.
Exactly. And you know, I have my book. I have my that I work on my website with my, you know, with the people. I would say my Potifies that, you know, and I'm coining your phrase.
That's right. I remember. And remind everybody what the Pod of Five is all about.
Well, it's a group of friends or family members that support you, basically, that absolutely give you advice and ideas. And I actually had a breakthrough this weekend, actually yesterday, and I thought about you, and I said, look at me with my Potify, and then, you know, I sat down with my cousin, and we went over the website, and she says, you know, we need to change some things. I said, what do you think? And that was constructive criticism. I took that to heart, because I know she's helping me. She's helping me grow.
Absolutely.
And she sees my vision, and she goes, this is going to be big, girl. And you have no idea what I see, you know. And so made me happy, you know, that somebody's looking out for me. So that's why a lot of people need those, you know, Potifies and
every entrepreneur. Every entrepreneur. And really everybody in life. But that's another story.
Of course.
But
you can use that for your life. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what it is.
That's right. In order to be successful, you have to have some sort of support system. And we talked about in the last episode of Hairpreneur, and you guys can find it on Spotify. So it's important to remember that, you know, creating that support system, very, very important. And they also can help with financial support too. So don't forget that part.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in hopefully the next episode or so. But, yeah, I am very excited. And we also wanted to talk about entities and all that wonderful good stuff. So in deciding what type of that, you know, what kind of business you wanted it to be and what type of customer you would like to have, again, same types of ideas that went into my creation of that. And I decided, for me, I said, okay, this business is inspired by women of color. It was inspired by my amazing mom and my wonderful and beautiful sisters and just so many women that I've gotten to know along the way, particularly in the hair and beauty industry. And I said, this is what we're going to do with that information. We're going to be a program that would provide the information on healthy hair care for folks who are in front of, I'm going to say, who are seated in the chair, but also if they for folks who are behind the chair. So for all women particularly, but we also have expanded our wares for men as well, and just for having a cultural, being a cultural touchstone, and that's what I wanted the business to be, and I think we've accomplished that. So it takes time sometimes. You do have to take some time to figure out those things about your business,
mm-hmm.
but it's worth it. It's worth it to
and
have the honest discussions with
too.
Yourself.
Of course, that makes a big, that can make or break your
Absolutely.
Business. You know,
Absolutely.
And I see it has to stand out. Like I see, like I live in northern New Jersey, and there's a lot of stores that are the same right next to each other, but every store stood out a different way. Like I would get a certain, like when I used to buy my hair, I would only go to that one guy, to like that one guy that was selling the hair that I always love, not because he had the best looking store, but because he provided that service. You know, he had quality hair. He was
on customer service. Oh,
yes.
He had good product.
You know, and yes, and he had the women in there that were like me, that looked like me, and that gave me great advice of what hair I should choose. Oh, okay, I would say this is the style that I'm looking for. So, and versus where I would walk into the bigger stores that were more flashy, and it was just there.
They were colder, and yeah.
Yes, it was just there.
Wow.
I mean, the stuff was really nice, and his store was much smaller, but you would think that he would be struggling with customers. He had loyal customers. I've been going to that man since the 90s. And he
Well, that's
the
thing.
Store.
I love it. I love it. It's boutique. I call it boutique
yes.
services.
A boutique.
Boutique
yes,
businesses.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Exactly. And I've been going
specialize.
To him since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he moved his store to another town, which was not too far from my house. But I actually found him. I went out. I asked people around the people that I know that was going to the same boutique that I was going to back in East Orange. I found him, and they said, "Oh yeah, he moved to Orange." And I said, "What?" So
we're talking
going
about
there
Jersey, folks. That's
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, North Jersey. I keep forgetting.
Yes.
And so that's how, and then you would think, like, loyal customers, this is what it is. They bring in, and I would always tell people, go to his store because he's the best, you know. And there's tons of hair stores on that main street. I mean, we're talking about 20 stores, and that one person stood out. I would like frequent the other stores and kind of looked around, but I never, not that I bought little things here and there, but I always have gone to him for everything.
That is
so
amazing.
I mean, you know, and that's how
he must,
you know
he
when
must
you
really, yeah. You go ahead. I'm sorry. That's how you know.
No, go ahead, Carrie. No, go ahead. I was done with my story.
Well, no, I just think that's amazing. And, you know, and I just I appreciate hearing that, taking the time and supporting these small businesses, and it can make all the difference. And because of the help that you gave him and going and patronizing his store for so long might have been the difference that kept him in business. Like we talked about the folks who couldn't make it or made it through the pandemic and stuff. That little bit
mm-hmm.
of support is what can keep the lights on at his brick-and-mortar business.
Definitely.
And I do want to get this across, and I know it's a little off-subject for our broadcast today, but it's important to remember to support the small businesses because you know, little tiny things really do make the difference. Folks think it takes a lot of money. It does, but it also, every little business helps. Support these businesses because our businesses reflect our community. Maybe the other folks, maybe not so much. But for us, it would make the difference in our communities. It really would. If we supported our own businesses and businesses that we create in our community for our community folks, we would, I think we'd be okay.
Yes,
so that's
absolutely.
Something that, yeah, we have to take the steps to make sure that that's done. Now, your extensions business, so what kinds of hair, do you offer in this extensions business, Linda C. from New Jersey?
Well, I offer virgin hair. It's 100% human hair, and it's from one donor. I have Peruvian hair, and they all come in different styles, like straight hair, wavy, deep wave, like body, and then closures and frontals. So that's pretty much in the gist of it all. And as the business grows, I'll be introducing new things, new products to the business. And so far, that's
yes.
pretty much it.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start. It really does. So we are just blown away. And we're going to be mm-hmm. following your each step that you take on this wonderful journey that we are talking about on Hairpreneur. Now, I have to say, and getting back to a few of the items that we were talking about today, in choosing the entity, and I remember starting off many times as just a sole proprietorship, an SP we call it, where, you know, you basically, of course, you register your business, but you pretty much stay in that lane. It's not
mm-hmm.
one that you have looked to become a big corporation or anything outside of just, you know, having a business, which could be online or just, you know, even in way of consulting. It just depends on how you have it set up. But a
mm-hmm.
lot of folks start off that way because of taxes and stuff like that. And I wanted to just explain that to a lot of folks out there. The reason that they have entities, and when we're talking about entities, we're talking about whether you are that you incorporate or decide to be a regular corporation, or a sole proprietorship, limited liability corporation or company, all of that is really designated because of taxation. So that's the reason that you have these different entities, so that it can kind of aid with that. And I know that sounds foreign because I was like, when I first started looking into this many years ago, I said, oh, okay, so that's why folks have decided to become an LLC, so to speak, which wasn't always around. LLCs are not new, but it hasn't been all that long that they've been out there. And an LLC is essentially shields your assets from the potentiality of, you know, it's not that it stops you from being sued, but it's not able to penetrate to your personal assets. So your business kind of becomes its own entity, if you will, its own being almost. So very interesting stuff. So the sole proprietorship is very much the opposite. An SP, you can set up for your business, and there are benefits in starting an SP versus setting up an LLC to start. An LLC requires a lot of record keeping, and it has to be approved by the state, and so forth and so on. Where an SP, sole proprietorship, basically, like I said, you just go down and registered and you're on your way in terms of business license, pretty much, and that's it. So it's really interesting. But the thing with an SP, with a sole proprietorship, your personal assets, your personal wealth, can, there is no shield that exists with the LLC. So just bear that in mind. That's why a lot of folks, you can start off as a sole proprietorship because it's easy to get started. So yes, much easier to get started, but then you're less vulnerable to a certain degree. So just something to think about. And then you have all kinds of regular corporations, and you have the ideas of stocks, that you can disseminate and divide and raise funds for your business. And your business can, I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's so many different opportunities. And maybe one day, Linda C., we'll talk about franchising and all of that and getting your business out into different ways and so forth. So I'm excited about Hairpreneur. I think it is just marvelous, and I think it's going to help, as it has even reflected already with so many folks right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who are just big fans. So I wanted to take a moment and, you know, talk a little bit more. You know, we spoke about what goes in to your business, but we didn't really get into the brick and mortar versus the online idea.
Okay.
So what do you have to say about that? What comes to mind, Linda C., from New Jersey?
I mean, well, so to me, the online, the online stores, you put more work into it versus, when I mean work, you have to find a good website, to develop your business website, because that is your bread and butter. That's what you're selling. That's your representation of you and your business. So it needs to be on point and, you know, and it's to appeal to your potential buyers. And you work, I feel like, in my opinion, when you have an online store, you kind of have to work a little bit more, but you do have some free time to dedicate more to your business. Where is it to network with other places, other people, and versus the brick and mortar, it's more face-to-face. So you may work at a brick and mortar, your own business, from like 9 to 6 or 9 to 7, but you have to be dedicated to be there at all times and to stay on point. And, of course, with your brick and mortar, you need to find the right location that's going to bring you clientele versus online. Online can be a little bit more competitive where you're competing against 20 other businesses that are like yours. And you have to market yourself a little bit more. You have to pay more attention to detail, because one little slip-up can cost you to even have bad reviews or, you know, just you want to stay on top of your game. So like me, I kind of like both aspects of it, but I'm more so of a brick-and-mortar girl, to say, because, like I said, I like the face-to-face. I like to talk to people. I like to see my clients come in. And so with online, I think the online is a little bit more work. It can be very frustrating because you always have to stay fresh. Do you kind of understand what I'm saying, Carrie? Like, you always have to be new at all times. And you have to make sure your Instagram is good, your Facebook. So it's a little bit more intense. And you have to do a little bit more homework. You have to be a little hands-on. And the brick and mortar, yes, you put a lot of work in it because it's more physical, you know.
Absolutely.
But so to me, those are the two differences. And whichever you're planning to open out there, and I think it needs to be more researched. It needs to, for you to have a business plan. Just like you have a business plan, I truly believe I have a business plan for my life itself, my personal life, and my family. A life plan, yes, and with timelines and everything. And also, you have to have a business plan, not just a business plan to present to get funding, but a business plan for yourself, for your business. What do you want your business to look like? What is the time frame? Just like I'm doing here with Carrie, I have a business plan, but it's not for financial. It's for when I'm going to get my business off the ground, which
which is hairpreneur from the ground up.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to
yes.
say it.
So
I
that's
literally
what
was.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, you need three
wow.
business plans. You need your life business plan, and you need a business plan for you to get your business off the ground.
Yes.
And you need a business plan for your financials to present this business. So it is a lot of work to do. And
exactly.
one is more easier than the other, but just because I mentioned the online is the quick, it's, well, sometimes it can be the quickest and sometimes it cannot, it's not. But it's the easiest way without all the overhead versus the brick and mortar where you have to really find the funding and, you know, you really have to do a little bit more work and you really have to risk a little bit more to make it happen. So one is
well,
more riskier
okay.
than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
so
I mean, you're yeah. absolutely right. But they both
mm-hmm.
require the research, and you mentioned that
exactly.
earlier.
Exactly.
The the online, of course, is a lot less expensive
mm-hmm.
in comparison to having a brick-and-mortar business. But several things on those folks who wish to have a brick-and-mortar, and when we say brick-and-mortar, just so that we don't leave anybody out, it means a business that you can walk into. Versus a business that is solely online. And some are a hybrid. They're kind of like a mixture of those two.
Mm-hmm.
But bear in mind, if you have selected a brick-and-mortar business, it is amazing because because of the pandemic, lots of the brick-and-mortar owners, I'm saying that these folks who rent these commercial properties out to folks like you and me who wish to have a business, you can get really great deals right now because there's
mm-hmm.
so many businesses that have gone online. So it opens it up where if you go in, you can always negotiate for 6 months free rent in some cases. And
absolutely.
All of that is as an outpour. But for those who wish to avoid a lot of that, overhead that you also mentioned, Linda C, online is definitely a much more economical option. And depending upon what type of business you have, can be something that I think is the way to really look at that and the way to really consider going. So we're happy to guide you at the Hair Radio Morning Show on Hairpreneurs. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines with the amazing Linda C. You've been doing just a great job, Linda C. So
oh,
I'm
you.
Super hyped about it. It was an extraordinary third episode of Hairpreneur from the Ground Up. And again, Hairpreneur is that made-up word. It's like a hair person and an entrepreneur, right?
Exactly.
Kind of merged
absolutely.
Into one.
Yes.
Yeah. So we really, really like it. So I think this was really good. Linda C, before we sign out for today, is there anybody that you want to shout out to, any closing thoughts for the hairpreneurs to carry them over to the next episode?
Just to everyone that's listening, all the future hairpreneurs and all the current
yes.
hairpreneurs, and especially to you, Carrie, and to your wonderful radio show, and just my pod five, and that's pretty much it. And I love being here. I love spending that moment with you and your listeners, and hopefully that I know we're helping them out there.
We are
and
making the difference.
Yes, we are, definitely. And I'm glad I am part of making that difference. I'm very proud
yes.
and I'm very grateful that you have invited
awesome.
Me to your show again.
Yes.
So I'm
well,
looking forward
it.
To growing with you and all my hairpreneurs out there, and I can't wait to be in your in the hair show out in August
yes.
in Atlantic City.
Yes.
I'm very excited
oh.
about that. So hopefully I can
awesome.
Get to meet our hairpreneurs and also the listeners.
Yes.
So I'm super excited.
And you can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out all about our live events. And we're going to keep you guys posted on that right throughout all of that we're doing with Hairpreneur. So, Linda C., thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me. Always a pleasure.
All right. You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
we
corner.
We are the all-natural corner. Well, Johnson Road. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skin care at the all-natural corner.
At the all-natural
yeah, we got things for health, well. While I make your beauty more beautiful.
At the
all-natural
corner.
We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner.
Tell them what you think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have standing by a very special guest who's been with us many times. Well, she was an official announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead, hold it, Hairhead Heart. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Did I get
number
it right?
550. Oh my goodness. Carrie, what do you don't do? I love it. Congratulations on number 550.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now I just want to remind everybody, because you are so instrumental out there, your radio show, talk show host in your own right, as well as just doing so many wonderful things. You're a hairstylist. You've been in the hair business many years. You have hair, the three H's, hair, head, heart. Can you tell us real quickly? Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, real quickly for all of our listeners.
Sure. Hair, head, and heart, like I said, top down. The things that I am probably most connected to and passionate about, I think everything relates to all of those three, whether it's safety or health or, you know, career, all of those three things, I tie them together. And that's the name of my little business.
Well, I am so excited because just the fact that you have helped us to get to the 550 shows of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to shout out to you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is a great place to learn, and so I appreciate you in spades.
Well, listen, back at you. All right. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live
tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is a new addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show team. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome Lila the Goat. Good morning, Miss Lila.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. And I have to say happy risings and all that wonderful good stuff to you. This is a big day. This is the first time the listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show is actually meeting Miss Lila. So I'm so honored to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
and indeed, likewise.
Yes, Lila, we've got to start at the beginning because, first of all, I have to ask you, Lila the Goat. And this is L-Y-L-A, by the way. So tell us, how did you get the name Lila the Goat?
I gave it to myself because I'm self-proclaimed. I've been in this industry over 20 years, and I own it that I am one of the greatest of all time.
And when you say, okay, so that's what, for you guys out there who may not be familiar, when you see the G period, O period, A period, T, that is greatest of all time. That's what the GOAT stands for, okay? Not an actual, you know, animal. You know, so that's what we're talking about. Lila, I'm so honored to have you. Catching up with one another through social media and listening and watching some of your amazing videos, you are one of those individuals who have so much information to share. You're like a personality already, just bubbling over to help folks navigate and to do things with their lives. And I'm just real excited to welcome you to the show. But let me ask you, what would you like to bring to the Hair Radio Morning Show team? What would you like to bring to us and to our fans?
I want to bring enlightenment on a non-boring level. I want to reel you in with knowledge that will help you escape the bondages of ignorance on every level, not just hair. We have a lot of things going on in society that need to be addressed. And again, the hair industry is included with that. You know, we got a lot of shenanigans going on in the hair industry.
Send your letters to Lila the Goat, folks. Okay,
please
send those.
Do.
Get
please
your
do.
Pens ready.
Absolutely.
Well, Lila, I have to say, yes, and you know what, and I just joked, but I know that you're absolutely right. And this is why I say you are perfectly right for this, because we need somebody who can bring it, who can just go and when folks are asking, they're sending in those questions. I call it Ask Lila. They're sending in those questions and emailing them and going on the Salon TV Network app send in those questions that they want you to, you know, spin in your own individual way. I can't wait. I'm super excited about it. And I think
well, neither can I.
So listen.
Neither can I.
I hear you. And the first thing I want to mention to everybody, to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, is that we are so, so proud. We're kind of preparing for this big premiere next month. I don't want to say date and month and time just yet, but we will keep you informed. So you got to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. And we'll be bringing you the amazing Miss Lila, we call Lila the Goat, right here on our broadcast to share her unique, we call it unique wisdom, because I think it is. Lila, I got to start by talking to a little bit about your background. Now, where are you out of? Where are you based from and all that wonderful good stuff? Anything you can share with us this morning?
Yes, briefly. I was born on Staten Island, New York.
Yay, New York, all right.
Yes, I acquired my first ounce of, I'm going to call it, cosmetology culture in my spirit when I was about 6 years old.
Oh, tell us how.
So my grandmother would not buy toys for me when I was a little girl. She showed me how to make a doll baby out of the Joy dishwashing liquid bottle showed me how to put the yarn on the top of the little ball and told me that's going to be your baby. And I'll be damned if I didn't make that my baby. That's how I learned how to braid, because I didn't have nothing else better to do, because she would not buy me toys. She would not spend her money on toys. Taught me how to make the dress. Taught me how to sew the stitch to put the dress on, and showed me how to secure that hair onto that dishwashing liquid bottle. You know the little Joy. Joy? We don't even see those anymore.
Wow.
Yep. And that's how I learned how to braid. And then I started braiding Talia Wajid's only baby sister's hair initially. She was the one that used to get her hair done by me.
And Talia, she's super well known. She's like one of the leading hair entrepreneurs out there, and has been for a while.
Yes.
We are big fans of hers at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Absolutely.
Really good
stuff. Wow. Yes, hands down. Yeah, she taught me everything I know about how to secure that undetectable knot. That's very important, that high-priced, undetectable knot that we have in the industry, a lot of ladies that, you know, that are not doing now, but it's okay. And moving beyond that, I attended Kenneth Schuler School of Cosmetology here in the South. I also attended Baltimore Studio School of Hair Design in Baltimore, Maryland. Came to South Carolina, got reciprocity here. And pretty much have covered, I want to say, pretty much 85% of the industry, from hair color, hair cutting, braiding, weave.
The gamut.
Natural hair care, makeup, lashes, facials, pedicures, nails, you name it. There's pretty much nothing that I haven't done, even professionally, under the license.
Well, Lila, the other thing I wanted to say, and I know that pedicures really jump out for some reason. Why is that? You love pedicures.
Oh.
Why? What? Tell us about that love for pedicures.
I'm addicted. I've grown to be addicted to it. I have a fetish with what most would want to call ugly, dirty, dry, crusty, fungus infected foot, you know, even though
I'm bringing you right to New York City. I know exactly where to take you, and you can have all the crusty feet you like.
Ooh, I love that. Love that. But I was just going to mention that, you know, as licensed cosmetologists, we're not technically, it's against the law for us to diagnose fungus, but, you know what I'm saying. And so give me that so that I can transform it into a work of art.
Well, I have to tell you, as I have mentioned, and we're shouting out Dr. Ragland this morning, we want to certainly got to connect you guys because she's our foot expert here as well on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Lila the Goat, I've got to say I'm so excited to welcome you again. If you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line today is a new contributor to our broadcast that we are so happy to have you in the family of Hair Radio and to be sharing your advice and wisdom each week. Now, you're going to have your own 30-minute segment coming up very soon. We're going to keep you guys informed on that. And in the meanwhile, you'll be joining us with panel discussions and dropping some wonderful nuggets of information on us with your unique perspective. So we're going to keep you guys informed. Lila, anything you'd like to shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
I just would like to just give love to all of the people all over the world. For everyone, I'm not leaving anybody out. All the, even the babies that ain't even born yet. I just want to give you love and just a Corona COVID-19 hug and kiss.
Awesome. Well, I have to say, Lila the Goat, thank you so very much for being with us. Much appreciated, and we look forward to your new broadcast. Okay.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I want to tell you all about HealingGo.com. They make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator. That has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealingGo.com to see their complete line and listen out for their interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's HealingGo.com, HealingGo.com.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning, June 4th of 2021. And I want to bring to the line Miss Terry. You guys know her. She's our fan contributor out of the Atlanta, Georgia area. I want to say good morning and happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Miss Terry. Good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to all of our listeners across the world.
That's right. And here in this country, America, overseas, in Africa, everywhere, Australia, we have so many wonderful folks who tune in to this broadcast every day. And we love to do our roll call and just wonderfully and just greet everybody. It's Friday. We made it through the week. It's been a wonderful, we made it to Friday. Again, it's June 4th. It's our show number 573 today as we march towards show number 600 and show number 600. So we've got a lot to get to this morning. We have some announcements. We'll kind of keep it short so to kind of, you know, it's Friday, so we want to keep it up and happy and light and music-y. And all those wonderful things. Yes. And with that being said, a couple things. Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we have the return of Mike and Shante. You guys met them a couple of weeks ago. And Shante has been a big, big source of support for the Hair Radio Morning Show. And all you guys, a lot of you are just getting to meet Elder Mike and the amazing evangelist, Shante Kelly. So just great folks. And we are just so happy to have them as part of the family here at Hair Radio. So again, you'll get a chance to meet them live. They're going to be with us live. So, Miss Terry, get ready because they are truly a whirlwind with all kinds of, really interesting things to share and very inspirational as well and good business savvy folks who I'm just thrilled to be able to bring to our audience. So, real good stuff. Now, also wanted to just remind folks, please check out our new website at HAIRadio.com. You guys know we have two websites. We have HairNationExpo.biz, which is our website for our events and our event information. And then we have HAIRadio.com, which is HairRadio.com, which is all about what's happening on our broadcast and our show. So we will be putting a lot of information there, including tie-ins for you guys. We call them tie-ins in the broadcast world. But it'll be wonderful things with products and specials that you guys can win and get and all kinds of things that'll be an extension of our broadcast. Like we say, every day, you know, once we go off at 9 o'clock, you know, the show continues, so to speak, over at hairradio.com. So really good stuff. And our app is coming. We've got a lot of things to get to and say. Miss Terry, down in Georgia, what's the weather like today down there? I'm in Brooklyn, New York, folks, if you've just tuned in for the first time. I'm in Brooklyn. Miss Terry's down outside of Atlanta. How's the weather down there today?
Well, right now we're registering at about 69 degrees, but it's been very, very hot during the day, almost to the point where I can't stand it.
Oh,
but
wow.
They're also talking about a cold front coming across, so I got to keep an eye on that.
All right.
See where that's going.
That, yeah, do that, and you know, just let us know. But yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, gotta also tell you folks, we are just grateful. I need to welcome a wonderful new sponsor to Hair Radio, and you guys heard their commercial earlier today called the All Natural Corner, and I absolutely love it. I'm going to just give you a little taste of it because you know what? It's a really catchy tune. And Miss Terry will tell you, I've been singing it here, you know, in the studio. And I said, wow, well, we're going to have him on next week to talk about this. And we'll keep you guys informed. But yeah, it's called the, I love it. It's the All Natural Corner. And it's just the most catchiest tune you've ever heard. Let me see if I can just get a little bit of it on for you guys. And, you know, and as I said, he'll be on next week. Okay, so folks, listen out for them today. And like I said, they're going to be on next week. And we're going to, you know, just get their commercial going today, along with all of our other amazing advertisers and sponsors. And we will continue to promote everybody. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for two things, our advertisers and our amazing fans. So those are the things that keep us here. And we want to continue to do a good job every day so that you guys can enjoy it. Now, if you have dialed in, let's say this, if you would like to speak on air, we welcome you. Our phone lines are open. Dial 516-453-9458. That's our studio number. Again, it's 516-453-9458. And press 1. That'll be our indication that you have something that you would like to share with everybody. So please. Miss Terry, what's anything else going on with you down there?
Ooh, anything going on with me down here? No, I'm just kind of.
Tells me it's quiet in your neck of the woods this morning.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah, we've got some
quiet.
Other things to
just
get to. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we are still celebrating Black Music Month, as you guys know. We're also celebrating Pride Month. It's the month of June, so we are with lots of stuff going on. And again, coming up at 8 o'clock, we did say we have Mike and Shante joining us. So we're going to have some, we're going to be bringing excitement. It's Friday. We got to get you waking up, Miss. Yes, Miss Terry.
Friday.
It's Friday, my goodness. Let's get supermodel RuPaul on. If she can't do it, no one can. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work. One thing to say, you better work.
This is Louis
Marnay, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the amazing companies that are connected with the Hair Radio Morning Show. Folks like FixYourFeet.com with the amazing Dr. Yolanda Raglan. She has two locations, one in New York City, one out in Maryland. She is a DPM, which is a doctor of podiatric medicine, and she knows what she's doing. Please go to FixYourFeet.com. She's pretty much fixyourfeet.com across so many different platforms and social media. You can certainly find her. Grip and dip. And we now, I'm so happy to say that the Hair Radio Morning Show, we actually carry the Grip and Dip. What it is, it's a device. It looks like a watch. It's a beautiful little watch that goes on your wrist. And so when someone like a braider is greasing someone's scalp, or a mom or whomever is greasing someone's scalp, they don't have to put a dip of the hair grease on the back of their wrist. They can actually put it in the repository, which looks like a watch. It's called the Grip and Dip, and it works beautifully, and it's very economical. If you'd like to order it, just let us know here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will get you a Grip and Dip. Also, we're going to have it available at hairradio.com. That's HairRadio.com. We also like to tell you about Rugged Evolution Beard Care. Their website is ruggedevo.com. So ruggedevo.com. They have a complete line of beard care. I'm really, really quite proud of Arrington and all that they have done at their company. Please go to ruggedevo.com for the complete details and all their new products. He is always releasing new products for the men and beards. Please check them out. Again, ruggedevo.com. Stimulating Roots. StimulatingRoots.com. Now, I love Stimulating Roots. Roots is spelled R-U-T-Z. Let's be clear. StimulatingRoots.com is a complete system which works to prevent hair loss, and it is just amazing. It's a complete system. Please go to StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's R-U-T-Z.com. Smooth Black. I want to say Smooth Black, Inc. Troy Ballard, he's the man behind Smooth Black, Inc. Rather, he is Smooth Black, big time hairstylist who is really known, especially out in California on the West Coast. He actually stars in his own radio show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel on Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. We're glad to have him. He shares a lot of trade secrets and so much more. Smooth Black. So thank you so much for your support. HealAndGo.com. They are recent company to join us here at Hair Radio, and that's HealAndGo. The folks at HealAndGo.com, they have a line of products and things that really are quite natural, oils and things that really benefit you. Please check them out. Again, HealAndGo.com. It's an online store. You're going to love them. Check them out. TracyBeautySupply.com. Now, they are all about hair online. So please, Tracy Beauty Supply. Now, she spells Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. So it's T-R-A-C-Y Beauty Supply. .com. We're happy to have them on board here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And certainly our folks at ChairWatch.com. Now, it's a mobile booking app, and it's free to download. Works on either Apple or Android phones. I mean, it does everything. Your clients can book their appointments, notes, all kinds of things, deposits, images, services shareability, service add-ons, client reminding notifications, all kinds of things. It's really ideal for folks who are in the personal care industry. So anyone who needs to kind of book appointments can do so. Download, again, the ChairWatch app. You can simply go to chairwatch.com and find out complete details. And there's so much to do over at chairwatch.com as well. So I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you for your time. And please check out these amazing companies. Thank you.
Good morning.
Bust it up.
Praise the Lord and all
that
good stuff.
Hey. Yes. So, Shante, let's lead in quickly. Tell everybody a little bit about the Kelly Dynasty.
Well, the Kelly Dynasty, me and my husband, Elder Michael Kelly, who I lovingly call my Boaz, honey, I kissed a lot of frogs to get to this amazing man of God, you know, but I finally found him. It's a beautiful thing God brought, laid him. He told me to lay at his feet in a special way, and that's what I did, humbled myself. He definitely wasn't, you know, whatever, and God said, that's him. I said, okay, amen. So with that said, the Kelly Dynasty, God told us he wanted us to aspire, to inspire, even after we what, babe?
Expire.
And so the dynasty of it is, remember, you know, the ancient dynasties, the oriental dynasties, and, you know, the Ming dynasties and everything.
They
carry on, even after they're gone, we still love their culture. We still go to Japan and look at their art and their kabukis, this, you know, and all of that, and the temples. And so we want to do things right now that are going to break chains and create generational wealth in our people and spiritual wealth first and foremost, so that we will have that legacy of amazing people left behind to bring love to the world. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm finding this amazing, I just have to say, and we welcome you so much, Shante, Boss It Up Kelly. And also, I'm going to call Money Mike. We're not leaving you out
there
of the picture.
There you go. Money Mike.
Amen.
Now, Mike,
yes,
what can we say? Yes, how has it been? I mean, you guys are doing some amazing things. What kind of message do you want to send out there to the folks right now who are listening on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
Well, I just want the people to know that if God ain't in it, you can't win it.
Wow.
Flat out.
Whoa.
Drop the mic. So that's what.
And we're not talking religiously. We're talking spiritual. We're talking center of love. You know, it's all about, the Kelly Dynasty is just all about love. Being human and human, we're not a B2B business. You know, business, we know networking. Oh, no, we're a marketing. We're a human to human company. Our company has been called a fivefold ministry and a family, and we're the Kelly Dynasty family, and then we have different entities under that.
No, we're going to let everybody tune in the end of the week you guys are special guests. So this was our little preview, so no more. And Mike, we just love you guys. I think you're going to be awesome. The Hair Radio Morning Show. I think you're going to wake up the folks at the end of the week here on our broadcast.
It's our pleasure.
It's our pleasure.
Yes.
You know,
yes, Mike, go right ahead. You want to?
Okay. Yeah, we just want to be that brand that stands out in the crowd. Because if you're not a name brand, then who will buy you?
This is
and remember, people don't buy your services or your products. They got plenty of there's so much competition. Everybody and their mama trying to buy something. Everybody in health and wellness, everybody selling paparazzi. I ain't talking about it. It's a wonderful, wonderful company out here. But everybody, what's going to make you? You know why people come to listen to Hair Radio and they love Carrie Hines? Because they love Carrie Hines. It's not about Carrie Hines with his product. He got money. He did. He's gorgeous. We all know you're gorgeous inside and out. It's not about that. It's about your brand is stability. Your brand is glamour. Your brand is you are the bomb. Stand out and work it. That's your brand. And so people run to you. So when we needed an agent, when we needed somebody to make us a star, we came to Carrie Hines. It just was a no-brainer.
This is, thank you, and I love it, and I appreciate it, but it is about you two. Okay, so listen.
It's about
thank you, Shante. This is Shante Boss of Kelly R. Yes, and Mike, you guys are, you're beyond humble. You are just amazing folks that I think you're going to be able to help the listeners of this broadcast to do great things. So
we're
I can't
great.
Wait.
We're
and
great.
We're excited to have you both on the show. So we're going to park
you.
It there Amen. Today, and then you'll be back with us live at the end of the week. We're so excited. So thank you so much. All right.
Boss up,
so
boss up, boss
I just want to make
boss
sure
up,
folks
boss
know
up.
That you took the words out of my mouth. Bossitup.biz is your website. Check it out until we meet again at the end of the week. Thanks so much for being with us. We're talking about Shante Boss It Up Kelly and Money, Money, Mike. Thank you guys
money,
so
Mike.
Much for being with us.
We
money,
love
Mike,
you. God bless
the
you.
Kelly Dynasty, folks.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it. We got it, and we can deliver it to you, because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a very special guest on the line with us, Miss Alicia Marie Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine, Alicia. Welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I want to jump right on in. Let's tell the folks about Jolie Magazine.
Well, Jolie Magazine is a beauty and wellness magazine for women of color. We have as our editor-at-large, Vivica Fox, and what we basically cater to is women and encourage them to feel pretty and to live pretty, which is our tagline.
Okay. Now, how did this all come about? Well, first of all, I mean, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but how did the idea of Jolie Magazine really come about?
Well, Carrie, when I was 16, I've always had this dream of having my own magazine. And I've worked at different magazines throughout the years. And I said, you know what? There's no magazine out there that really targets us from a beauty perspective. So I said, one day I want to start my own magazine. So I got together with my partner, Rachel Raton, and we created Jolie.
Which is one of those magazines that, every single woman of color must have.
Yes, it is. Because it's not just about what cosmetics you should be using for a particular season, but it's also encouraging women to, like I said before, live pretty and be happy with who they are no matter what they look like in terms of complexion, size, but really just embrace their natural beauty.
Now, I want to talk about Miss Vivica A. Fox. How on earth did you get Vivica to take part in a project like this? I had never known her to be so closely tied to any kind of a publication. So how did all that come about?
Well, when Rachel and I were thinking about the magazine, I said to her that we need someone that people can easily relate to, kind of like, you know, a best girlfriend or someone that has a great sense of humor. And Vivica was at the top of the list.
Mm.
Contacted her publicist, had a meeting, presented Vivica with our whole idea as well as a comp of the magazine, and she loved it, said, listen, I'm on board with you guys.
Well, I have to tell you something. First of all, I'm just blown over, and I'm sure our listeners out there, the ones who've already picked up some of the copies, let's tell our listeners out there, Alicia, how often does the magazine come out, and how might they be able to get a copy of Jolie Magazine?
It's bi-monthly. It comes out every other month, and they can pick it up at Barnes & Noble, Kroger, 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, as well as independent, depending on where they are, independent gas stations, places like that, as well as B. Dalton.
Now, how about the website?
The website, JolieLivePretty.com.
Terrific. Now, I'm terrific to have you with us on the Hair Radio Show. And for those of you, again, who have just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me on the line is Miss Alicia Rivers of Jolie Magazine.
Thank you, Carrie.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, let's talk about some of your experience. I mean, of course, being the editor-in-chief, you have worked with some of the top magazines, I know, in the past. And it's really interesting when I kind of review your information, because I'm looking at someone who was kind of creating and trailblazing a role in terms of being a woman of color at magazines that were historically, you know, pretty much across the board, not necessarily, you know, relating to one particular ethnicity. Mm-hmm. So it was thrilling to see someone kind of like really trailblazing, you know, that type of role in with the magazines.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, I'm really proud of my achievements thus far. There was one magazine that I worked for called 101 Hairstyles, which was a non-ethnic magazine, and I was the first black woman to head that particular publication.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of myself for that. And previously to that, I was with a magazine called Black Elegance.
Right, BE, yes, of course.
And I was a beauty editor for maybe 5 years, I believe it was.
Right.
And that was a great experience.
So you have really... I want to say paid your dues, but you've cut your teeth. As they say, you've cut your teeth very well.
I have. And like I said, I always said to myself, you know, we need something out there that's fun and not necessarily dictating what you should look like, but telling you, listen, embrace your beauty, have fun. You know, live your life through pleasure, enjoy who you are and what you look like, and that's what Jolie is all about.
Well, terrifically said. Now, I love that, that I think there was a line that I thought was just terrifically stated on your site as well. Now, there's something I want to ask you about. I saw you, I believe, on the Montel Williams show.
Yes.
And I think you were also with Vivica Fox, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I was.
Now, tell us about that. And tell us, it seems like your foray, you're definitely getting more into television and some of the other aspects that are out there. Tell us about all of that and what was that experience like?
Beth, oh my God, it was great. Montel is just fantastic. His producer, Antoinette, is fantastic as well. We partnered with him and did a makeover show for women. And it was just phenomenal, just to see the befores and afters and how gracious these women were. And Vivica was just great to fly in and participate in the show.
Yeah, it was just an outstanding, and it was a great surprise, too. It was really a terrific, well-done show.
Thank you.
So do you see yourself developing more in that area as well?
I do. I've started to get offers to do more television, just to make a guest appearance. And that's something that I've thought about, but I've been so busy just in terms of creating the magazine and doing things here and there that television's always been in the back of my mind.
Well, you have got a great magazine out there, and it is on the stands, and it's, as you have mentioned, in all those wonderful locations. We just want to remind the folks, again, we want them to check out, we want you guys out there to check out the website,
www.jolielipretty.com, as well as you can pick up the magazine at Barnes & Noble, B. Dalton, Kroger, Safeway, Giant, Rite Aid, 7-Eleven, as well as on the website.
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that's coming up? Can you give us just a sneak peek at perhaps what's coming up in an upcoming issue or two?
Well, our next issue hits newsstands May 2nd, which is our fourth issue, our summer issue.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And Vivica is speaking to a very good friend of hers, and there's some juicy tidbits.
Are you going to drop one for our listeners today, or do we have to wait till the magazine comes out?
You have to wait. But I will say a huge celebrity makes a guest appearance.
Well, terrific. Now, when the magazine comes out, I'm going to hold you to this, and I want you to come back and tell us about that experience.
No, I will. I definitely will.
Well, again, I want to thank you so very much for being with us today. You are definitely doing some wonderful things, and we want you guys out there to pick up Jolie Magazine. Again, the website is www.jolielivepretty.com, and my special thanks to Alicia Rivers.
Thank you, and ladies, please always remember to live pretty. You only have one chance in this life to live the life that you want to lead. Don't waste another moment. Live pretty.
Perfectly said.
this tale going. Follow away, follow away. Oh, may the last one burn into flame.
I meditate for practice. Channel 9 News tell me I'm moving backwards. 8 blacks left, death is around the corner. 7 misleading statements about my persona. 6 headlights waving in my direction. 5-0 asking me what's in my possession. Yeah, I keep running, jumping the aqua, that's fire hydrants and hazardous. Smoke alarms on the back of foot for mama. Don't cry for me, ride for me, drive for me, live for me, breathe for me, sing for me, honestly guiding me. I can be more than I gotta be, stole from me, lies to me, nation hypocrisy, code on me, driving me wicked. My spirit inspired me like, yeah. Open correctional gates in high deserts. Yeah. Open our mind as we cast away oppression. Open the streets and watch our beliefs. And when they carve my name inside the concrete, I pray it forever.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door-to-door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 Northwest Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established. Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time, and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York, called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines. I want to shout out to superstar hairstylist, industry legend, and my friend, Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Inc. He's a hair biz educator, entrepreneur, and yes, he's known for coloring, cutting, and complete hair care services for the whole family. And now, you can hear him right here on Wednesday mornings, live at 8:30 Eastern, all the way from Southern California. Now he's sharing a few trade secrets and so much more, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It's Friday morning. Finally, it's June 4th of 2021. It's our show number 573. Show number 573 as we march towards our show number 600. And if it's Friday, you guys know, and well, first of all, if it's Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning, I should say, Eastern time, it's time for, we're going to say, Mike and Shantae. So you guys know
Elder Mike Kelly and Evangelist Shante Kelly join us for a very special broadcast. Now, it's the entire hour. We've got them. So it's really just such a big honor to have them with us each week on Friday morning. So let me just bring them on, and we'll take it from there. And Miss Terry's going to be joining us. All the Miss Terry fans, do not worry. She'll be joining us shortly. Well, good morning. Good morning, Mike and Shante. Good morning to you guys. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God is good.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Boss it up.
All right. Happy Friday morning. And I want to start there with Boss It Up. Would you guys just remind everybody what exactly is Boss It Up?
It's an attraction marketing company. And what we do is we help business owners to expand their bottom line through attraction
Wonderful.
Marketing.
Wonderful. And I want to say, and thank you, Mike, for that. Can we also tell the folks where, what part of America are you guys in? We reach everybody, and we just want folks to know where you guys are located or where you're based out of this morning.
We're based out of Cleveland, Ohio. The suburb part of Cleveland. It's Euclid. It's called the City of Euclid. It's a well-known.
Euclid is really pretty.
Yeah, it's a well-known
Northeast Ohio.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys know we are always shouting out, and you know better than I. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. I've only been out there a couple times, but we have to shout out Miss Blackwell. She was the mayor there in Maple Heights, Ohio, and she was always so sweet to come on our broadcast and all of that. So we always give her a lot of love from this show. Yeah. So you guys heard of that area because I'm not sure
how
far it is. Oh, okay. Awesome.
We have a couple of nice spots out there in Maple Heights. I want to give a shout-out to definitely out in Maple Heights, Robert Johnson Jr., the Line Dance King, and Sam Silk out here blessing people with good food and good music and good places to hang out. It's safe and classy, so I just wanted to shout them out. They're out in Maple Heights.
Oh, you guys really do know the area over there. Okay. Okay, awesome. Well, listen. It is Friday morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I am excited to tell the folks a lot, and I appreciate you starting and leading in with some inspirational kind of talk to get everybody up and kind of motivated and into some positive thoughts. So don't people come to you guys all the time for, you know, some uplifting and some uplifting comfort and words of comfort? Shante, what do you say? Is that what happens for you guys?
Yes. It has gotten so amazing, and I want to give God, first and foremost, giving God all the glory for waking me up this morning with a mind made up to live right, do right, be right, not to be depressed about nothing, not to be complaining about nothing. You know, I mean, the life is just amazing, and my life is what you make it. So when people come to me, it's so amazing because a lot of times we don't see those inspirational things in ourselves because we're us and we're our own worst critic. We're always saying, oh, you need to do better and you should be making more money and you shouldn't have such that many, you know, layers on your stomach or what. When somebody comes to us for inspiration, we're like, me? You want me to inspire you? Look, you don't even know how I was talking about my behind in the mirror this morning. But okay, hey, today is the day that the Lord made. Let's all rejoice and be glad in it. And then all of a sudden you come out of your funk and you start realizing, oh, snap, yeah, today is the day that the Lord has made. How dare I not rejoice and be glad in it no matter what's going on. It's nothing that can steal my joy. Amen?
Wow. Well, you are really touching folks all over the world, literally, with your positivity and your message. And I have to say, I never really realized that entrepreneurship
and being spiritual to, you know, and I don't know if that's the right word, but being able to put out such a great message to, you know, to have people be grateful for what they have going on in their lives, because we forget. You know what I mean, Elder Michael? We forget what we need to focus on from day to day. We get so bogged down.
Here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of Christians out here that believe that the Lord will supply my every need and all this, and they don't want to preach prosperity. But God is all about prosperity. Think about
in
it.
Every area.
And think about this. Our thing is taking people back to the garden, you know. And so think about this. God put everything here for us. You see what I'm saying? If you think about it, he made everything before he created man. And then when he created man in his image and in his likeness, you know, he created them both male and female, right, as the scriptures tells us. But what a lot of people miss in that is the fact that he made everything prosperous for us.
So why, and since he is not a God that he should lie, and he said what his word is, it is, so whatever he does is good. And so why wouldn't he want us to all be extremely prosperous? When he is the ultimate, the only omni God, the beginning and the end. So when Christians think that it's okay to say that it's not all about the money, you know, we can't think about that. It's not that. Money is not the root of all evil. And that's what a lot of Christians believe. So, and they come up with these little sayings that's been downtrodden us and lying us for years about how prosperous God wants us to be, almost coming out the womb. That means that your mama and daddy got to be rich. If you come out the womb rich, that means what? And I mean, if they're rich, usually their parents are rich. Or that they're coming from a lineage. That's where that generational wealth comes in. And that's where, that's God all day. If every book of the Bible talks about how God wants us to be prosperous, and so we got to be out of sin, and we got to think right and help other people grow.
Wow.
Business.
Well,
because that's what he wants. He is the ultimate business builder.
And here's a note for everybody out there that's listening right now. Just ponder this thought. God created everything good. And if you go to Genesis, everything that God created was good, right? Everything was good, right? And so here's the thought to think. For those who don't believe that we are meant to be prosperous, if God made everything for us, you know, think about this, before Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, you know, everything was good. They didn't need for nothing, and they didn't want for nothing. But see, everything that God made good, the enemy come in here and trick us into thinking that good is bad and bad is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was it twisted our way of thinking. And so everything that was supposed to be thought of to be good,
prosperity,
we thought of it as being bad.
Well,
you know, so what happens is, you know, a lot of ministers, they don't want to preach prosperity because they think that God supplies our every need. But okay, that's good. God supplies my every need, you know. But here's the thing. He don't supply our every want. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when he placed in us desire, it was for us to desire good things, as I mentioned the last thing on the last show that we were on live. You know, God gave mankind three things that he'll never take. He'll never take the word, which is his command. He'll never take our choice, and he'll never take our desire.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? So desire is what the enemy tricked Adam and Eve and them with. He tricked them with their desires. He got them to desire what was not to be desired. And see, that's what
so
people do.
So everything just got twisted all the way around. You get what we say.
So I don't want to be too deep. I mean, you know.
well, you know what? Let me. Well, actually, I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate what you just said. Let me just remind and bring everybody up to speed, because folks are just tuning in. So this is the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are so excited because on Friday mornings we get an opportunity to bring on some guests. These are some, and I call the bosses of Boss It Up. But the real folks behind the company, and they help to, you know, folks who are trying to do things in an entrepreneurial way, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But it was my question to you guys, and this is what I wanted you to do, was to come on and share some inspirational, uplifting talk, and that's exactly what you guys have delivered. And that's what we need each week, and that's why particularly we ask that you guys join us on Friday mornings at 8, because that's what we need. We need to go into the weekend with great thoughts and get us all set up for next week's shows, and you guys are doing it. And if you've just tuned in, we've got Elder Michael Kelly and Evangelist Shante Kelly, and also, I mean, you are business folks and well-rounded grounded people. You're not just some hoity-toity, lofty folks that are unreachable and unapproachable. You actually help folks with your business, and that is amazing. BossItUp.biz, B-I-Z. Please check it out, BossItUp.biz. And I just want to remind the folks, because a lot of people need help, and you're offering well-rounded help, I call it. So that's all I got to say on that. I just wanted to get that on out, so if people are tuning in, they're not like, well, hold it, what's going on? So that's what's happening on this Friday morning, and we want to hear everybody doing the same thing.
I mean, me and my husband, we sold out to Jesus, and we unapologetically love and his goodness. Good. And, you know, not religion. We're not religious people at all. You know, we're spiritual. Right. You know, we really do unto others as we had them do unto us. I mean, like I tell people, we have an occasional cocktail. We hang out. Maybe a cuss word may come out once a year or something. But I'm thinking we really don't like that. But, I mean, God really delivered me and my husband from that. So we really try to stay out of the potty mouth.
Well, you're human as well. You are
that's
human.
Yes.
Now, don't you say something that I love?
It's everything. And you got to think about this too. You know, God is a God of love. You know, He made us out of love. Everything He did out of love.
Yes.
You know, and He wanted something to love. You know, so He created us.
Yes.
You know,
and our only job is to love Him.
Wow. Well,
drop the mic. I mean, you know, there is no dot. There is no ellipsis. There is no ellipsis after that. You know.
Right.
I'm taking us back to
English
104.
Dot.
You know, Mrs. Thompson in college.
Yes. Well, I remember that with the ellipsis. You're absolutely right. I just caught that. Well, listen, I also want to say, because you always say this, you guys have a saying about being what is human to human type, I think those were the words, and I just love that, because that's what is, relatability on a very, you know, humanistic, basic level. And that's something that makes me gravitate towards what you're doing, and others the same. I'm going to just put it on out there like that. So, listen, I want to take a yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Elder Mike. Go right ahead.
Everything God did right, He did out of love, you know. And here's the thing, you know, God so loved the world. That's what John 3:16 said.
Mm-hmm. So.
For God so loved the world.
And that's so.
And a lot
people
of people miss
really
that,
that,
you
soul,
know,
that definition of that word, so. But baby, wait. We're going to talk about business. I just want to.
Okay, yeah.
Because,
let's,
you know,
yeah,
because
yeah, I'm.
My husband's an elder, so, you know, everything
no,
about.
No, there is nothing wrong with what you guys are saying.
But I just want to say this. when I decided that I did not want to work for anyone else anymore. It was years ago. Okay, I'm not new to this. So 35 years out here as an entrepreneur. Ups and downs, bumps and bruises. You know, I said, well, you know, it's not working like it used to work, Father. You know, what can we do differently? People are not winning like they used to. You know, people that have their own product, own service, they're a life coach, whatever they are, you know, or a person that has a, they decided to back a already popular product they're selling, like that. In other words, a network marketing company product, direct sales, MLM, and it's just not winning anymore. And I was watching the grind was so hard. You know, 95%+ of people that start a business is failing. Now, I don't care whether it's online, offline, mom and pop, brick and mortar. You don't believe me. Google. I'm all about documentation is better than conversation all day. I try not to put anything out there that I haven't researched and researched again. You know, people have been lied to too much. And so that's why my husband said we're taking everybody back to the garden, where they first believed, where they first loved entrepreneurship. They saw it. They was like, oh, my goodness, that's me. I don't want to work for no one else. But then they got out there, and because they weren't trained the right way, which is what we have patent called cerebral training. Everything that we train at Boss It Up, we train about 100 different things, and from lifestyle to mindset to marketing to branding, logo, all of that great stuff, we do it in a cerebral way, and we do it in a what? Law of attraction cerebral way, and nobody else is out there doing it.
That's where the human-to-human comes in.
Because
think about this, Carrie. Everybody, every living soul just wants somebody that can relate to them.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
We all want somebody that can relate to how they're feeling, how they're thinking, how they're, what they're doing, how
their
they're living,
struggles,
everything.
Struggles.
I mean, you just want somebody to relate to not.
Do
not
you know
justify.
how you. Yes, do you guys hear your message this morning and that you are helping folks right now with what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
And you're
yes, you are uplifting folks.
Elder Michael, right ahead.
If I can show you how to relate to people in your business, do you think that will help your business?
Absolutely. Now, hold it. Hold that thought. Because after the commercial, we're jumping into Boss It Up Business, and we want you guys to share everything from entrepreneurial talk to how you, you know, what are you telling folks this morning to help get them their business together? Because you've gotten them there inspirationally. We're going to turn to business, and we're going to bring Miss Terry to the line. I know she has some questions. She's been standing by quietly. So I can't wait to hear her comments for you guys.
Coming
right up. So we don't want you to move a muscle. Stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. We're here till 9 Eastern time, folks. Stay with us.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I want to tell you all about HealInGo.com. Now, they make all-natural hair products with a focus on quality. You got to try their scalp stimulator that has 13 oils to promote hair growth. Go to HealInGo.com to see their complete line. And listen out for their brand new interview right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. HealInGo.com. That's HealInGo.com. Thank you.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live, and yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Friday morning, June 4th of 2021. It's our show number 573, as we march towards show number 600. Listen, it's Friday morning. We've been continuing on. If you're just joining us, then you might not have heard a few of the things that happened today. As you guys know, our show is on from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Friday, we have our very special guest that we're bringing back to the line. We're talking about Elder Mike and Evangelist Shante. So we are just so happy. I'm going to bring you guys on. And joining us again, she's with us in the early part of today's broadcast, and we're so happy to introduce Miss Terry to Mike and Shante. So let's hit Miss Terry's mic on. Good morning, Miss Terry, and welcome to the welcome back to the broadcast. You've been listening to the show, am I right? You heard the show this morning?
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning, Elder
good
Mike.
Morning,
and
good morning,
Shante.
Good morning, Mr. Terry. Good morning. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. Look, too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed, and too saved not to get paid. Come on, somebody.
You know, I know. I have to first start off by saying I love your energy. Your energy is
do they not have energy through the room?
Yes, they do. That's awesome. So I want to start off by asking a question about the business. So being an entrepreneur myself, and for the other people, all the listeners out there that may be entrepreneurs as well, how can Boss It Up be of help to my business?
Well, basically what we do is we educate all business owners on how to increase their bottom line through attraction marketing and automation. So basically what that means is we make sure that you are attractive to who you want to do business with. And we make sure you understand what should be attractive to you to want to be for you to want them to be your customer and your business partner. Remember, everybody is not supposed to do business with everybody. You know, it's like I sell weight loss products. That doesn't mean that every person that's overweight should be my client. I want people that's going to actually use my product, right? That's going to follow instructions, that's going to be coachable, that is going to keep a diary so we can have proof that what my product works. And then what happens is that they believe, I believe, the public believes, and then everybody is, you know, blowing up. Everybody is giving referrals. It's a beautiful thing. So what Boss It Up does in a nutshell is that we show you exactly who you need to be in front of. We make sure you're attractive to them. That means and your website is right, your social media sites is looking popping. They, you know what I'm saying, they snapping and crackling, and everybody is saying, that's the person that I need to run to get this, whatever your industry is. Then once we get all of that prettied up and bossed up, then we turn around and put everything on automation when now you have an unlimited amount of clients running after you instead of you having to run after them. You become the hunted instead of the hunter.
Yeah, that's
what
Boss It Up is all about. Think about this too. What we do is cerebral. Mm-hmm. So what we are doing is we're showing people how to be human instead of networky
and businessy.
Yeah, because think about this. When one of them telemarketers call your phone and they get to reading them lines, you automatically know that they're trying to read through the script, right?
Right.
And it's a turnoff. It's a turnoff. Am I right or am I right? It's a turnoff.
Right, yes.
And you just want to hang up on them. You just want to hang
well,
up on them.
Well, there's one telemarketer that calls my line, and I have to tell you, every few days, I live in an Asian community. And so I I've been to China, and I don't understand Chinese. So when I get this call I actually enjoy the call because there's a certain flow to the way that she communicates.
And I just enjoy listening. I don't know what she's saying or what she's talking about. I really don't.
Right.
I kid you not. But I love it when they call, and I don't know what they're saying. They could be, like, saying anything to me. So I make sure I'm very careful. I don't respond, because if you say certain things, they might, you know, they'll pick up and they could charge your card or charge something or who knows what. So I just, literally just laugh to myself and I crack up. I really do. So that's the only telemarketing call I actually want to get. Otherwise, I don't want telemarketing calls. So
exactly.
That's just
and you
I thought I'd share this morning.
Sounding like they're trying to sell you stuff. People hate to be sold to, but they love to buy, don't they, baby?
They love to buy. Think about this. That's just so real. Look, think about this. You know, everybody you know loves to spend money. Right.
In some kind of way.
In some
right.
kind of form
they
of fashion.
They got it.
People who like to eat love to spend their money on food. People who like cars love to spend their money on stuff for their car. I mean, that's just people going to spend their money on what they want to spend their money on.
Yeah.
But so what Boss It Up does is we show people that we put your product in front of people who want to buy your product.
A bunch of people.
A bunch of people who want to buy your product. You know what I'm saying? So if you got a whole bunch of people who want to buy your product, what Boss It Up does is we show you where those people are at through social media.
There's 3.5 billion 3.5 billion consumers, those consumers, folks that like to buy stuff, right? That's on social media every single month. And if you got the golden nuggets, drifting diamond, razor sharp skills to know exactly what to post, what time to post, how to post it, what to do, how to click a button, how to, you know, how not to spam, how to join a group and leverage a group that already got 29,000 trillion folks in it that want what you got. You just got to know how to act, how to say, how to present it to them. So we show you, we have different patents and copyrights on different things that we do to show people that nobody else in the world does. Nobody in the world.
Yeah, we're the only ones doing
it.
And we help you win and win quick and big and long. So I hope that was a good enough definition for you, my beautiful queen, that we took 15 minutes to give you.
That's okay.
No, we got time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's why.
We need to know, did it answer her question? Did it answer her question?
No, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
True.
Yes.
Okay,
so I have a second question. The second question for you is, what makes the attraction marketing different from just your average marketing? So what would make me say, okay, I want the attraction marketing versus just the average marketing that's being sold out here?
Can I give you the real simple answer to that? And I know you're
absolutely
probably going to be like, is it that easy? But we keep it real simple. We ride the plane and make it simple. Can I give it to you?
Sure.
Do you eat chitlins?
Yeah.
You do not eat chitlins.
Do you really enjoy chitlins? Okay. I don't.
Okay.
So would it
my
be fair though for you? Listen. Would it be fair for you to shove chitlins in my face and force me to eat it just because you like it?
No.
Oh gosh, that's a sight.
That's the difference. That's the difference. Regular marketers just throw it at everybody and whoever you stick to, hallelujah. Attraction marketing only throws it at those who want it. Boom. Drop them out.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Wow.
Great.
You know what? I love that. What you just described. And I have to say, you both are just amazing. This is why we wanted you on Fridays. We needed to have that energy. I think we need you on Monday mornings too, but we'll talk about that later. Because we needed to kickstart off the early part of the week too.
Whatever you want, Carrie. Whatever you want, we're there for you.
Well, you know what, guys? I really didn't get a chance. I don't know if you heard a little bit before you guys went on this morning, but we also ran a promotion for you guys earlier this morning. So folks knew you were coming on.
We've been listening since, yeah, we've been been listening since you came on. We got about 50.
Oh, you heard it this morning.
50 other people listening too. It's about 50 other people.
We actually came on around 7-ish.
Yeah.
You know.
Really?
Look at after 7.
Well, that makes me
happy,
though.
And we got about 50. We got about 50 people listening now. So I want to give a huge shout out, if it's okay, really quickly,
yes,
to Wesley Fluellen, Wesley DeFlu Fluellen, former Orlando Magic superstar NBA player. He's actually the spokesperson for Boss Up Your Youth program that we have now, that's showing all the young kids from 8 to 18 how to be bosses in multiple ways, keep never mess up their credit, be their own bank, how to network, all of that great stuff. So he's the spokesperson for that. He's also the CEO and owner of Fundamentals First Basketball Academy. He done put so many people in the NBA. It's amazing. He's an awesome man of God, too. So, yes, so I would have
big, I can't say it enough that many times. Shout out to you,
big,
Wesley.
Big.
Yeah, big
shout out to Wesley. So I wanted to give him that shout
and
out.
All of the Boss Up team that's listening.
Yes,
to,
all our family is listening.
Yeah,
listening. We love y'all. We couldn't do this without y'all. Teamwork make the dream work, baby. Don't get it twisted. It ain't about us, okay? Teamwork make the dream work.
And there's more to come right here this morning. I do want to say I've had a chance to talk to some of the Boss It Up folks. And we're talking about bossitup.biz, again, just to remind folks in case you're just tuning in and might have not heard that earlier. But I just loved it. They have a certain energy. They're very heartfelt, sincere people. And this is what was channeled to me, and I got a chance to speak with them, and I just love it. So you got a great message. I want to ask you a little bit about what inspired you both. I want to hear from each of you on where did this desire come from to help people, whether it is spiritually or through, business. So I want to hear that message from you, because for me it started when I was a teenager. But I'm asking you guys this morning. So, Ms. Terry, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a real brief commercial. No, hold it. Don't answer yet. We're going to tease it.
Okay.
We got to tease it, Elder Mike. We're going to get you used to radio talk. We're going to tease it this morning. And after our commercial, we're taking a real quick 60-second commercial, if that, and come right back, and we want to hear. And then I'm going to come to you first, Elder Mike. I want to find out, what started, the whole thing? What was it that was – and who planted the seed inside of you that makes you feel that, that you wanted to help and do these things that you're doing? So those are the stories that really resonate as well with our fan base. So stay with us. We've got a lot of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go, so we don't want you to move a muscle, as they say. Stay with us. We got more to go.
At the all natural corner. Tell them what you think. Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the All Natural Corner. I can't say anything else.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Oh, yeah. We're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. It's Friday morning. It's June 4th, I should say, of 2021. And it's our show number 573. Let me get everybody back to the line. As you guys know, before we took our commercial break, we had on, and we still have with us, the amazing Elder Mike, and we have to say Evangelist Shante Kelly. Just doing amazing things this morning, keeping us, uplifting us, and we have more to talk with them about, and I've asked them a question, so I can't wait to hear what their response will be. But let me first bring on Miss Terry to join us again. Miss Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning.
Right.
How's everybody doing?
Yes, we're doing our just fine and dandy. Now, without further ado, returning to the Hair Radio Morning Show this Friday morning, we are so happy to welcome Mike and Shante back on. You're on with all of us. Mike and Shante,
woo-hoo,
good morning again.
Boss up, boss up, boss up, and praise the Lord.
Boss,
how's everybody doing?
Yes,
sir,
well,
yes,
we're
sir.
Doing okay.
My
and
say, boss it up or boss out.
Well, I love it. Well, I love it. Well, first of all, boss it up is one of those names that you cannot forget. Once you've heard of boss it up, it stays with you. So I love that.
Flat
so,
out.
Flat
out.
Right? And that
yeah.
is amazing. So I don't know who.
Mr. Hines, I have been in other states. And we was walking through the mall, you know, totally thought I was incognito. I'm telling the honest to God truth.
Right.
And somebody would say, boss up, boss it up, what? And he's like,
boss up.
I'd be like, huh, who are you? Oh, we see you on Facebook. We hear you. Oh, my God, girl, you're going to help me so much. I got somebody feeling. Thank you.
I love it.
Like,
wow.
Without even giving me any money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
You know, I just want to say this too, you know, me and my wife, man, we are lovable, sincere, true to the heart. We wear our hearts on our sleeves. We'll take
yes.
the shirt off our
yes.
back and give it to you if
they
you
do.
Need it
really
more.
Do.
You know, and the question was, what made us want to help?
Oh, don't think I was not going to get around to that, Elder Mike.
Oh, I'm going right to it.
You. Mike was like, let me answer the question because
hey,
I think they would know we were going to get to that. I love it. You are on. That tells
hey.
Me you are on point. You are on point,
oh,
Elder
man,
Mike.
Look, I know time is limited.
Yeah.
It's precious.
Yeah.
It's
we're doing okay.
Body,
we're doing okay.
But most people don't, you know, and it's crazy
yeah.
because your time is valuable. It may, like,
true.
Look at it like this. My time may not be valuable to you because it's my time, you know. Well, how can my time be valuable to you, you know? But here's the thing. Your time is valuable to you.
True,
I mean,
true,
it's
true.
I try to be really simplistic, but sometimes, you know, I wake up on some days where I just want to be philosophical. What's
well,
the word? I want
philosophical.
Philosophical, yeah.
There
you know,
yeah.
I
got it.
I have
women. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
It sure
but,
do.
But Elder Mike is going in. Elder Mike is going in today because the first outing, Elder Michael, he was there, but he was a little bit more subdued. But no, went in today, Elder Michael, and we love
it. You got to grow on me, and I got to grow on you. And once we do that, then I feel comfortable, you know, where I feel like I can be me, you know. But the
first
show,
now hold
on.
Answer that question that you answered the question because you brought it up as well.
Okay.
So what
okay,
was it
right.
that
well,
started?
Did.
What was the motivation? Where,
me,
you know, what was
me.
It that started you that you wanted to help people?
Yeah. Well, to keep it all the way 100, it was my mom.
Yes.
I can
wow.
Because my mom has a heart so big. Oh my God.
Yes, she
it's,
do.
It's
shout
so
out,
big.
Mommy Boo.
And throughout my whole childhood, I watched. Even though we didn't have too much of nothing, but what we had. My mom was always willing to share with, and beat this, my dad's side of the family. Because my mom's side of the family, they didn't really, you know, they weren't so close. But my dad's side of the family was, like, super close, right? So my dad's side of the family was, like, the side of the family, let's just say this, my dad's side of the family was the side of the family that knew how to be around, you know, and you needed them. They needed you more than you needed them, so to speak.
I hear
you know.
Yeah.
So my mom helped out all of my cousins and uncles. I had uncles that lived with us my whole childhood. One of my dad's brothers, and sometimes they wife. Would my mom would open our door and they would be sleeping on our couches, you know, my whole
wow.
childhood. So
and
my friends, all of my friends could always come over and get a plate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My mama was a big heart, right? Yeah, she was like the big mama on the family show. My mom always,
I love it.
You know. And then it rubbed off on me. Yeah,
can I ask Elder Mike real quick? How did the food taste though? How does your mom? How was the food?
Man, look, let me tell you, my mom now you can ask any child today, they gonna tell you that. Can't nobody mama cook better than they mama, right? But my mama.
That's true.
You can't nobody cook better than your mama. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's true.
Your
mama cook.
Right. But see, here's the thing. This is how you know your mom can really cook.
Come on, baby.
How?
Everybody want to eat over your house.
Yep. Everybody want to eat so much. Everybody want to eat
that's
so much.
True.
People
and I'm raising my hand right now. I'm raising my hand, folks. So I'm going to put it in. Now, Shante, I have to turn to you. We've got to ask you the same question. What was it that inspired you? Where did you get that little seed, you know, to help people? Please share with us this morning.
There
my
you
mama.
Go. And you wonder why we get along so well.
Wow.
Our mamas love each other. So it's like, we just cut from that cloth of, you know, it's not about me, it's about you. It's not about me, it's about you. We just in our business practices, everything. One of our mentors, Dr. Stan Harris, shout out to him, Dr. Breakthrough, he gave us a acronym. It was WIIFT. Write that down. No takers or money makers. WIIFT. What does it stand for, Boo?
What's in it for them?
Them.
So you gotta turn
your radio station off.
And turn their radio station on. So you listening to them. So if you're really listening to them, then you know how to help who. them.
Exactly. You know how
to
get them to get your product or your service or whatever. You will know how to get them to bring their whole family and friends and network over to your shore as well, because you're speaking their love language. Can I get a witness?
The language of love. I think
yes.
You just got it.
There's a business language of love, and we ain't gonna tell y'all that's one of our secrets. We're gonna talk about that when we come to New York. That's gonna blow y'all away. Me and my husband are in a couples club, a Christian couples club.
Really?
We do all kinds of activities together. But the main thing is we speak into each other. Our couples club, we eat dinner, we have fun, we play games. What do you know? The husbands against the wives with the games. Oh, my God. Shout out to Pastor Faith and Pastor Marvin.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. So, but, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So, it helps us
I'm
to grow into
this.
Each other. So, we grow together. So we never grow apart. You know, our couples, they say, oh, we got a divorce because we grew apart, or we stopped having fun. It wasn't, you know, it seemed like it was more regiment and I had to do it. Me and my husband never feel like that. And a lot of people don't believe us, but in our couples club, we all
know.
No,
I need to tell everybody, they are the real deal. I talk to them all the time when we're not on the air, but off mic. And they are just like you or guys are hearing right now. This is what you get. You really do get. This is Mike and Shantae, and we just love them and appreciate them. And that's why I just
Money, Mike, and Shantae.
Explosive.
This is Money, Mike, and Shantae. Boston Up Kelly. We're not always, you know, talking about Jesus and the Bible and whatever.
Well, no, but
there's
nothing wrong with this. Please.
Human.
We're loving it.
Yeah, I mean,
we're loving everything.
Now, don't get us wrong. Now, don't get us wrong. If you start talking about Jesus, next thing you know, it'll be tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We have all the authoritarian in front of y'all refrigerator. Couches and stuff. Like, wait a minute, we ain't even Christian. How's we on our knees?
You know what? I really like your energy, Miss Terry. What do you want to say? Because you listen to everything
just
today.
Say,
what are your thoughts?
If we can figure out how to bottle up this energy, we'll all be millionaires.
We are all going to be bosses, and we need to put them in a bottle.
The energy
say
is
that
amazing.
Again. Wait a minute. Say
that
again.
Energy and put it in the bottle, honey. We're all.
What if? Wait a minute, sweetie. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What if I told you? What if I told you that we have 1 million bottles of what you just stated? And all we want to do is not all anybody that's listening to us right now, okay, if it's a replay, you don't want to be the second person to get a bottle.
Right.
Mm.
You want to be the first person to get one of these bottles. I'm going to tell you why. Because once one person gets the bottle, they're going to tell so many people. By the time you get to us to try to talk to us or get us on your show or get us to wear your clothes or get us to your restaurant or whatever it is, if you're the second or the third, it's just not, you're not going to make the money like you would if you was the first. Because we got those bottles. That's what taking you back to the garden is all about. It's about sharing these bottles that we have with all this truth and knowledge of how you're really supposed to govern yourself as a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire business owner. And as a person of
amazing.
God. Oh, you don't have to be a person of God. Just as a person of ethics. Of ethics and intelligence. And we've been lied to. Me and my husband have sat at tables where people have said, we're billionaires. Oh. And they said, don't tell them that it don't work like that no more. You can't build your business like that no more. That doesn't work. Don't tell them, though, because we won't make the money we make it now. Oh, see, look, we're here to break the curse of the lies. So that's why I say you don't want to be the second or third person. You may have to. If you're not the first, you need to be contacting Carrie right now because we're coming to New York today or tomorrow. Today or tomorrow, one of these days, between these 2 days, we will be there. And
I cannot wait.
We're going to welcome you.
Yes, well, we're welcome. New York is waiting. We are waiting for you here. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as you guys know. You guys are coming, and we are so excited. We're going to just take you around
and
take you to all
the
sites.
Place. Carrie, Carrie got us a place. I just want everybody to know, and it is absolutely what is that?
Well, and this is not just a little old place.
I was showing my husband. Beautiful. He's so modest, y'all. I was showing my husband the pictures, and what did you say, babe? He said, like, he was flabbergasted, first of all, especially when he seen the glass in the bathroom and the shower thing. He was like,
oh, yeah.
I thought, yeah.
Well, you guys deserve it. Well, you deserve it, number one. Number two, I'm really excited. I think you're going to have an extraordinary time. I've got some surprises planned for you guys. So we're going to have a good time. And next week, you guys, next week, with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, of course, we'll have Mike and we'll have Shante back, but we're also going to bring you some highlights from their trip to New York. They didn't realize that, but you're going to hear it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Listen, it's been a wonderful week. I want to thank Miss Terry. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. We're going to share the replay of this broadcast a little later throughout our social media platform. And, of course, it's always available on demand over at our wonderful website at blogtalkradio.com/radio. We'll see you back here next week. I'm going to go ahead and start the outro. Great job today, guys. Great job. Awesome job. Shante, great job. Mike, great job. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank
of course,
you.
Terry.
Thank you. Great job.
And we'll be back
love
here.
You, Terry. I
yes,
love you
Tuesday
already,
morning.
Terry. I love you
Tuesday.
Already, Terry.
Oh, back at you. Tuesday morning, we'll see you back here live. Make it a great weekend,
everybody.
It's
that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests.